Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. How do we talk to our elder parents about their money issues and needs? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In the years leading up to my parents' death 6 years ago at the ages of 78 and 84, my mother was willing to keep me up to date on all of their affairs. Dad wasn't. He was still in charge. The old soldier, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel that he was, told me he had all the necessary paperwork signed, sealed, and in a 3-ring notebook, and that it would be given to me, quote, when the time is right. This plan didn't give me a sense of well-being, but I didn't want to be confrontational. I knew that Dad's when the time is right could be when they found themselves in the midst of an illness, and that the well spouse would present me with the binder that would help me help the well spouse carry out decisions they had made. But it was my mom who, just a few days after that conversation, without ceremony or much comment, presented me with their 3-ring notebook, told me to go make a copy of everything in it and return it before Dad got back from his errands. Less than a year later, my father had a silent heart attack, was hospitalized and in grave condition. 3 days later, my mother suffered an acute gallbladder attack, had emergency surgery, and her previous slight confusion became full-blown Alzheimer's after surgery. I was emotionally devastated, both parents down at the same time. But at least I had a plan. I had their plan. I had the contents of their 3-ring binder, which my mom had gifted to me months earlier, with all their major decisions and documents. And I was doubly blessed. I actually found Dad's original binder under lock and key in their small safe. Convincing your aging parents to show you their financial papers and documents is a conversation that needs to happen. It's tough, but you can do it. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.